This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Mitchell Hartman spent some time up the top of the program on the whys and wherefores of whatever the Federal Reserve is going to do with interest rates when its meeting wraps up tomorrow. Maybe not this time, but sometime soon, the central bank is going to make money in this economy cheaper. That's the net effect of interest rate cuts, right? And there are some signs that even talking about it is affecting what you got to pay for some kinds of debt. Mortgages, long-term government bonds, also corporate debt, bonds that companies issue to pay for capital improvements, acquisitions, what have you. The average yield right now on new investment-grade corporate bonds is almost a full percentage point below where it was in November, not that long ago. That's according to the research outfit Credit Sites. And as Marketplace's Justin Ho reports, that has activity in the corporate bond market heating up.
January is usually a busy time in the corporate bond market. Corporate treasurers are thinking new year, new me, new debt on the balance sheet. But Winnie Caesar, global head of strategy at Credit Sites, says this January has been unusually busy because there's a lot of demand for corporate debt.
We always say that supply follows demand, and demand is very strong, which means corporate issuers are going to take advantage of that.
One big reason demand is up is because investors are more optimistic about the health of big companies. That's important, Caesar says, because corporate bonds are generally viewed as riskier than government bonds. But lately, we've seen signs on a lot of fronts that the economy is doing better than expected.
For corporate earnings growth, for the state and resilience of the consumer.
And since corporate bonds seem less risky now, their yields have been falling. Caesar says that's another reason demand for those bonds is up, especially since investors think yields might fall further once the Federal Reserve starts cutting rates.
And so I think that there are a lot of investors looking at current yields and saying, hey, this might be the last hurrah. This might be my last opportunity before the Fed starts cutting.
Companies have plenty of other reasons to issue new debt. Drew Pascarella, who teaches finance at Cornell University, says a lot of the new bonds issued in January were from banks that want to raise capital so they can lend more to businesses.
Companies looking to borrow money to make investments and to grow their companies, and the banks want to be ready for that.
Pascarella says the bond issuers themselves might be loading up on debt to expand too.
Companies may look to finally build that factory or finally hire those people that they've been holding off on.
And even though January is usually a busy month for new bonds, Pascarella says bond market participants he's talked to over the last few days think the market will stay busy.
The view there is that this activity will sustain at least through February and March, perhaps further.
Especially, he says, if the economic backdrop stays strong. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
You know who's busy and strong all the time? The Marketplace Morning Report crew. They got to get out of bed really early in the morning to bring you all the business and economic news you need to start your day. Check it out.